and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? Stop what you're doing and listen.
For Inside Husker information and fantasy football advice.
That's one of the things I talked to Bill about.
Follow them on Twitter.
Because I think the time is right for this. And it wasn't always that way.
At Husker_Nick.
I grew up like most kids, worried I couldn't bench two plates, that I wouldn't fit in, that I wouldn't find love. Then I discovered partying, and suddenly all those worries went to the wayside. I didn't need love. I had keg stands.
At ESPN, Hooksy.
It's amazing. Wherever I set course records or whatever, I would be barefooted, drunk, playing golf, making every 20-footer I looked at. But if you get me sober, I wouldn't make a ball.
Now, back to the show.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the
Welcome league. Back into Greggs and Hooks.
There's too much confusion.
You can call him 402-466-3776. 466-ESPN. Myself, Bill Hooks, Baby Wipes, Willie J hanging out with you. So I mentioned before we went to break, and we're already getting some good tweets. So one of the guys, the way too early Heisman, you know, next year, because the Heisman was over the weekend. Which, by the way, I don't disagree with Kyler Murray getting.
Nope.
And can we, I don't know if you heard about this. Did you hear about his tweets?
Yep, we talked about it a little
bit. What was your take?
It's just ridiculous.
It's insane to me.
Immature kids make immature mistakes.
He was 14.
Come on. You got to get past
14.
It. To do that, it's just ridiculous.
He was 14.
Yep. Stupid.
I want to know who the Joker was and how long he'd been sitting on this story. Like, he looked up his previous tweets just to hopefully find something. And then he's like, him.
He had to go through like 4 years of, like, essentially 4 or 5 years of data to find those, right? Because he's like 19, probably.
Yeah, you 19, can pull
20?
Up.
It's like a history. It's like
you can. There's ways you can pull up someone's entire Twitter history onto one page and then do the search, the word find.
Yeah, so like we were talking about you and your tweets about Johnny Stanton,
uh-huh.
And all I had to do was look up your username and then Stanton.
Yeah.
And then it shows every tweet that you've tweeted with Stanton in it.
So they were putting like keywords of what he said. Like, let's just see. Let's type in this word.
Right.
Did he say this word?
So I don't know. That's like the Kevin Hart thing where he's not doing the Oscars now because of the jokes that he had a comedy routine that he did back, like, I don't know, whatever, 09 or somewhere in there. And it was very insensitive. Well, I wouldn't even say very insensitive, but it was insensitive towards homosexuality.
Yep.
And he makes a comment about how, you know, he like even says in it that, like, hey, man, I have no problem with people who are homosexual, but if my son, you know, has a dollhouse, I'm smashing it, I think is what he said.
Yeah.
And, you know, people got angry about that. I feel like if that's the case, then we could comb through comedy for the last, you know, 50 years
and start
ruling people out. Not to mention, this is super real. Back in the 90s, there was a lot of hip hop that was, Eminem's entire career was built on being homophobic and saying some crazy stuff about killing women.
Yes.
Like, his entire career was built
on
that.
Rock to the bottom of the feet, throw him to the bottom of the lake.
Homophobia, the whole nine yards.
All of it.
His career was built on the backbones of that.
He couldn't exist today.
Not even to mention, like, gangster rap and some of the stuff that was said in there about women. So, like, it was a different time, sort of deal. But, so they went and did that to Kyler Murray. I don't know. You could decide how you feel about that. But I think he was the Heisman winner.
Yep.
I do think that.
Yep.
Martinez for Heisman is the mantra that's out there. And ESPN went and put up a list. I'm going to use ESPN's. And this one's a little bit bigger than the other ones I've seen that Martinez is on. This one's like 14 players, which still isn't a huge list. But here's what they say about Martinez. They say Husker hype is building for division title and probably more in 2018. Wait, what? Husker hype has been 2018. Isn't it 2018 now? What are we
going to
win? Did we win anything?
Did we do something?
Okay, anyways, I think they meant 2019. It's premature, though. They said after a 4-8 record, Coach Frost debut season. But, you know, they're looking ahead. And they said Martinez had 65% completion percentage, 2,600 yards passing, 17 passing touchdowns, 629 on the ground, 11 rushing touchdowns in only 10 games. That's what they have on ESPN. What do you have?
On Husker.com, it says he had 8 rushing touchdowns.
Ooh.
In 11 games.
I don't know. I can't remember which one he had.
I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, they got the yards right at 629. Yeah. The touchdowns are 8 on the Husker website.
Big Ten coach says he's so electric. He's able to do everything. For a freshman to be able to run that offense that way, what he did was impressive. He can make big explosive plays with the legs. He sees the field well, understands the offense really well for a young player. Really impressive to watch him. He just kept getting better each week. Okay, so by your numbers that we're going to go off of, how many total touchdowns did
25.
He have? 25. And he had 3,200 total yards, mm-hmm. roughly. In order to contend for the Heisman, here is what ESPN is telling us. One, they think there's a good chance Nebraska is good. Because you're not contending for a Heisman if you're bad, right?
No.
I mean, that's a fact.
It doesn't happen.
So they're expecting Nebraska to be in contention for something next year
yep.
worthwhile.
Yep.
To be honest with you,
you're in the Big Ten championship.
We're like, yeah, that's Nebraska winning 9-10 games.
Yeah, you're in the championship.
Minimum, yeah. So what I'm going to give you is a player who in his second year under Frost, McKenzie Milton, was up there for Heisman number, or his numbers were good. Because he's at UCF, he was dialed back a little bit. Mm-hmm. But here are the numbers that McKenzie Milton put up his second year. And this will tell you where the offense would need to go in order to get there. Because Dwayne Haskins threw how many touchdowns this season?
Like 40.
It was insane. He threw a ton. So here's what UCF year two, McKenzie Milton. 67% completion percentage. We said Martinez was at 3,200 total yards.
Yep.
McKenzie Milton was at 4,650 yards. All right, so we're talking a big chunk, 14,000 more yards, right?
Yeah.
Or 1,400 more yards. Yep. 14,000 yards would be insane. He also accounted for McKenzie Milton, 37 passing touchdowns along with another 8 rushing touchdowns, okay? So 45 total touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're talking 45 total touchdowns as opposed to what was it that
Haskins had? Haskins had 47, and he was 47-8 for interceptions, and then he also had 3 rushing touchdowns. He had 50 total touchdowns
okay.
last year.
So in order to contend for this thing, that tells you where Martinez would have to go. And that would then lead, obviously, the team to a much better record because you're talking basically 2 touchdowns a game extra. Mm-hmm. And by the way, though, that stat, we just said two extra touchdowns a game. That's if he scores every touchdown Nebraska scores, right?
Yeah. Because
we looked up how many total
44 total touchdowns. That means he would have scored every touchdown
every
this year.
Touchdown plus a couple that we scored, he would have to score.
We scored 44.
Yeah. So basically basically he's got to outscore our team total next season than what they did this year. And then you put on the normal stuff, and all of a sudden you're scoring 2 to 3 more touchdowns.
That's too much, in my opinion. You asked the question. I think it's just too soon. I think it's too soon for this kid. I said it. I don't know. I said by the time he's a senior, I think he's invited to the ceremony.
Yeah, I think junior, senior.
Yeah,
more,
he's invited to a ceremony at that point.
That's more realistic.
Not saying he's winning it, but I think he's invited to the ceremony. His junior, senior year. Somewhere. Yeah, but by his senior year, he'll be at the ceremony. But
probably more
next year is too crazy. Too soon.
That year that McKenzie Milton did that. Let's see. You had rushing. You had an additional 10. Wow, they scored a lot of points. My God. So
it's gaudy numbers.
These are the UCF numbers that year. This is how you get there. UCF had an additional, let's see here, 10, 14, 22, 26, 27, 28, 29 additional touchdowns on top of his. Those are rushing touchdowns, by the way. I counted, counting
additional
McKenzie.
29 more rushing touchdowns. What?
Could you imagine if Nebraska scores that kind of points per game? That's insane.
We're blowing a lot of people out. Maybe. Well, we have defense still, but
that's fun. That's over. That's also over. Remember, that's over. What is it? 14 games? 13 games?
Who was the Heisman winner of the year that McKenzie was there?
2 years ago, so it would have been Baker.
Baker.
Yeah.
His numbers.
Which his numbers were absurd, too. But that gives you an idea what, I mean, so you watch Nebraska play this year, and Nebraska had a few clunkers offensively, but basically we're talking if this team averages around 40-some points a game, because what do we average this year, 30, 31, something like that? You're talking about 40 to 45 points a game is what you would need to average. Somewhere in that neighborhood. I cannot believe how many points per game Frost offense put up in that silly division. That's crazy. But, I mean, those are the kind of numbers. Like, Ohio State this year had similar numbers because you just talked about how their quarterback had 50 touchdowns. Total. Their running backs ran for touchdowns on top of that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like he was the only one accounting for touchdowns. So, if you're rolling at the clip that an Ohio State does.
30 on the number per game for us.
Yeah. So we're talking 45 points a game. What did Ohio, I bet Ohio State averaged probably 45 points this year per game. By the way, the Knights, UCF, that year that I just read off to you, they scored 627 points. That was 48.2 per game. It was number one in out of 130 possible teams. What do you think, Baby Wipes? Is that doable here?
Yeah. 100%, man.
They just need to. I think, like Bill said, I think those are. I don't know if it's feasible year two though, because you play in a better conference. The only way is if this kid that everybody's freaking out about that's coming in, the wide receiver, running back guy,
yeah,
Robinson is mm-hmm. legit and can be Rondell Moore type player. Which they said that's who he compares to. So if that's the case, awesome. If Spielman comes back and is a stud, Washington comes back and is a stud, and then that other freshman kid that's coming in is a stud, and the running back that comes in from the freshman running back and the transfer running back are all studs.
And who are those two receivers, Williams and who's the other guy? That they both played a lot this year, but they did not do crap. The other guy's name, Mike Williams, and I don't know the other guy's name, but maybe they come back this year and they're a lot better than we think.
Yeah.
You know?
But that's what the stats tell us. Wow. If Nebraska is going to take that jump, then his numbers take the... He literally doubles up in almost everything.
Everything.
But to say it's impossible would be crazy because there's been guys that have done that kind of thing. We just have never seen those type of numbers at Nebraska.
Never.
But it's because we haven't ran this type of offense either. Where you're out there, go, 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 go. And the one piece that we haven't talked about is one of two things has to happen for these stats to happen. Either the defense is good at getting guys off the field quick, or the defense is good at giving up points on like two plays. Yeah. So the offense is back out there a lot. If the defense is giving up these, like that Iowa game, these 12 play drives, then that ain't going to happen because you ain't going to get enough possessions.
44 points game by Iowa State.
44,
mm-hmm.
That'd be where Nebraska would have to tread to get there.
Yep.
But those are numbers that Heisman winners get.
That's where you
know,
got to be.
That's where
if
you
you're
go.
Going to be talked about, you got to be in that number.
The only, for sure. Let me change that. Heisman winning quarterbacks, that's where they get. Now, on this list is Taylor from Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
He could run for 2,000 yards and rush for 20, 21 touchdowns. And if they're Wisconsin and they have no passing game, but they still win 10 games, mm-hmm. then he's on this list.
Yeah.
And their offense could suck, but he scored 20-some touchdowns. Mm-hmm. We've seen that before out of Ron Dane and some of those.
Didn't he do close to that this year, but they sucked. But he did that this year.
He was supposed to be up there this year. Right?
Well, his last – yeah, I mean, he's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
His two seasons, if you want to laugh at how good someone is, look at his so far freshman and sophomore campaigns for that kid Taylor at Wisconsin. He is – if there is anybody that I think is a surefire going to go to the NFL and be a really good running back – he's not going to be Barkley, I don't think, but he is a stud. Like, he's going to be he'll be a top five running back in the NFL. Look at those numbers. Did you pull them up?
Yeah, so 2017, 19.
Is that the most ridiculous?
1977 and 1989. He's rushed for almost 4,000 yards in two seasons.
In two seasons.
13 TDs.
With 28 touchdowns total.
Jeez.
Can you believe that? And he splits time with dudes. Like, he gives up a lot of time to backups.
His career average is 152.5.
Isn't that ridiculous?
He averaged this year 160, almost 166.
He was committed to Rutgers at one point, guys. And then they swiped him away from Rutgers real quick.
That's funny you bring that up. I was looking at an article of all the recruits that flipped to the Huskers. I had no clue Randy Gregory was committed to Purdue at one point.
Oh yeah, he was a Purdue commit, and then did he go to Purdue?
He might have.
I know he was in community college. I can't remember if he went to Purdue and then
went there. Maybe I'm not.
I thought he went there, went to community college, and then was going to go back
on that Jonathan Taylor deal. By the way, his first year, these stats combined the Big Ten championship and the bowl game.
Yeah.
For the 1977, this year only has the 12 games.
Yeah, yeah. He's still got another 200
in 12.
Wow. Yeah. With one game. If you ever get bored, you should. I'm trying to think of the easy. There's got to be a way to do this. But go back and look at some of the guys that Nebraska lost out on at quarterback that were high on Nebraska and then last second we missed on them. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are Notre Dame QBs. They had at one point, Nebraska had RG3 and Andrew Luck. They finish on both of their lists, although RG3 was up at Oregon and committed to Oregon at the same time as mm-hmm. – or no, Manziel was committed up there too at one point.
Really?
And then they lost out on both of those because there was – who was the guy? Was it Masoli?
Masoli, yes.
One of them ended up being the guy that they kept instead of Manziel and RG3.
Wow.
Who else? There was a bunch of them. There's a bunch of guys. Well, hell, Lamar Jackson probably should have been a Husker.
Yep.
The quarterback?
Yep, he was there. Yep.
Really?
Yeah, he was. The Huskers were all over him.
All over
that was
kid.
Tim Beck's guy. Like, he was trying so hard to get Lamar Jackson here. Nebraska's lot, like, narrowly lost out. I mean, if you think about it, Blaine Gabbert and even Josh Freeman, both were drafted in the top half of the first round of the NFL draft. Both were committed to come to Nebraska.
Yep.
I'll still stand on my contention that Was it Freeman that went out early first, or was it Gabbert? Which of the two was
Freeman went out first?
If Freeman would have kept his commitment to Nebraska, history is completely different here.
Absolutely
different.
Wow.
Because
of big time difference
the coach.
Yep, coach and the style of play and things. Absolutely.
Where did he end up going?
K-State,
right?
K-State, yeah, with Prince.
Gabbert to Missouri.
Last second. And Gabbert went to Missouri. Yep. There's been some guys that Nebraska has either had committed or narrowly lost out on that it's nuts. Just a quarterback position.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Just a quarterback.
That blows my
guys
mind.
They were close to that they could have, you know, it was neck
going
and
down
neck
the wire.
To,
yeah. Absolutely.
You mentioned Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, butt fumble came here, and I think we ended up number two on his list.
Wow.
He was, although with him, it was kind of, I don't know why he took the trip here. I think it was because he was right around when, if I remember right, he was right around, was he around Marlon Lucky and all that, right?
I think he was.
So yes. I think he took the trip here because he knew those guys. But there was pretty much everybody said USC was where butt fumble was going to go. And but he was a guy that there was some major California dreaming going on around here during that class because a lot of people thought he was going to end up in at Nebraska. That was close too. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of really fun stories of different recruits that Nebraska narrowly missed out on. Just barely missed out. Mm-hmm. But then there's also some that they got that, like...
We would hope he missed out on.
Well, no, yes. But also, like I know Sue was up in the air for mm-hmm. a lot of stuff for him coming here. And
almost left.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this article. So these are the players that flipped to Nebraska but did not end up doing well. Ernest Suttles.
Yeah.
He was at...
He didn't even make it on campus.
Joe Keels.
Yeah, Joe Keels, yeah.
Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, The Rock, he left early.
Matt Snyder.
Yeah, he's our tight end.
Tyjon Lindsey's on this list.
Yeah, yeah. Snyder's, his nickname was Dad Bod when mm-hmm. he got here.
Oh, no. Yep.
That's not good.
We beat that guy from Michigan.
Yeah, we did. We beat Michigan.
We beat Michigan.
To get him. Michigan and Iowa State. Campbell. We beat Campbell for him, too.
Take that.
Guess take that, fellas.
Guess who's on the top list of the people who flipped and are successful?
Who?
Adrian Martinez.
Yeah, buddy.
Chris Jones, he went to...
Does it count as a flip if he was leaving anyways and then we were like, hey, come over here?
They're counting it.
All right.
Chris Jones, he was committed to Purdue.
Yeah.
Ozigbo, he was committed to Iowa State.
Mm. Yes, he was.
Which I didn't know. Antonio Reed, Memphis.
Hey, man, that paid off.
It did.
Four
it
years,
did.
But
took
it got there.
Mm-hmm.
It got there.
Stayed the course.
Stayed, yeah.
Stayed the course.
No, took a new course. his senior year.
New course. That's right. Now I say you're right. Well, no, it took
the course.
It took three games into that senior year to change the course.
To find the course. All right. Speaking of finding the course, we're going to take a break real fast. Caller 5-466-3776. Hook you up with movie tickets when we come back. The NFL MVP. I'm going to ask the question, is the race for the MVP over? Because I think there's three guys that are up for it. It's who we've all been talking about. I think it's done. I think Mahomes owns it. It's his award. We'll talk next.